Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome once again to Waves of Glory. This is Apostle E.J. Melvin and I am your Marketplace Apostle. We are coming to you this morning from the studio, continuing on our topic, which has been this month on low self-esteem. And today we're talking, our topic is empowered to speak life. This is a most exciting topic for me today, because today we're going to discover, if you have not already discovered, that you are empowered and have been empowered by God to create a life that you can be proud of, in the terminology of proud of how you are operating in your earthly realm existence. First thing I want to do this morning is just really kind of define the word empowered. To be empowered is to make someone stronger and more confident, especially in controlling their lives and claiming their rights. And when the Spirit of the Lord gave me this subject topic, empowered to speak life, of course I had one thing in mind, but that's always the way that we have our way. But when we surrender and submit our will to God's will, He gives us His way. And so God wants me to speak to you this morning to let you know, first of all, that He loves you. He loves you and I love you. And He wants you to know that He loves you unconditionally this morning. We are going to be talking about speaking life to build you up for the journey of life by focusing on how to treat yourself right, and how you treat yourself is ultimately going to be the way that you treat your neighbor. We know the Word of God commissions us to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. But what happens to our neighbor when we really don't love ourselves? And it is evident, you can tell whether or not you love yourself by the way you talk to yourself. Now, you might say, I don't talk to myself, but I'm here to let you know everybody talks to themselves at one point or another. You talk to yourself when you're doing the dishes or when you're getting dressed or when you're alone. Sometimes we're in a crowded room and we get a thought in our mind that we don't intend to speak out loud, but it pops out. I know you know that it pops out and somebody will say to you, what did you say? And you say, oh, I was talking to myself. Wonderful. So now what I want for you today is to be conscious of the words that you are speaking to yourself. And I want you to begin to talk to yourself on purpose. I want you to be wide awake around the things that you are saying to yourself. We're going to go over a few scriptures this morning. The first thing that came to my mind was that when David and his mighty men went home to Ziklag and the Amalekites had taken their family members and burned the village and taken all their goods, and they had just come from battle, they were discouraged, and they really needed somebody to blame. So those who were following him, those mighty men, picked up stones, and they were ready to kill David because they felt like it was his fault that everything they owned had now been taken. And the scripture lets us know, that's 1 Samuel, chapter 30, verse 6, that David encouraged himself in the Lord. He had to start talking to himself. He had to say, get up, David. This is no time to hang your head. This is no time to give up. This is no time to take pity on yourself. This is time for you to stand up, right? This is time for you to hear whatever it is God has got to say. You need to get with God and find out what is the next step. You can't sit there and be depressed and hold your head down and wallow in your pity. You have got to get up and lead this people. And so once he began to talk to himself that way, he got an idea from God. Get the ephod and inquire of the Lord. So he could have just sat there and been pitiful. He was tired. His men were tired. They'd already been in battle. They'd come a long way. Their horses were tired. He could have just begin to speak negative to himself and say, woe is me. Look what happened. I was trying to do good, and this is what happened to me. I know you know the conversation, the negative conversation that comes into your mind and into your heart when things aren't going your way. You begin to speak death over yourself. You might not think that that's what it is, but you begin to speak negatively and you begin to create an environment of negativity and an environment that causes you to go downward, to spiral downward. And in today's terminology, we say you become depressed. But part of the depression is the self-talk that you are doing and saying to yourself in your own hearing from the inside out. You begin to tell yourself negative things. And that's where low self-esteem comes from. Jesus, in teaching his disciples in John 6:63, he says, "It's the spirit that gives life and the flesh does not profit. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life." The words that you speak to yourself are spirit and they are life. If they are positive words, or if they are words that are conducive to the plan of God for your life, if they are words that speak concerning increase and productivity and creativity that you are speaking over yourself, then those words are life. However, also know and understand that you can speak death to your life as well. Words are just that powerful. Words are just that powerful. They are able to create life or they're able to create death. In Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21, life and death are in the power of the tongue, and he that loves it shall eat the fruit thereof. Listen, your words are like seeds in the ground, and they are growing up, and they are producing fruit. When you take a look at who you are or who you feel that you are versus who you wish that you were or who you wish or are planning to become, then you can know that the problem is what you are speaking over yourself. Many times we want to blame other people and say, "Oh, that peer pressure, oh, they're dogging me out, oh, they're being a big bad bully." But you can overcome bullying conversation by speaking positively over yourself. You can stand in the mirror daily on a daily basis and declare who you are. You've got to know who you are. You've got to know that you are loved. You have got to know that you are powerful beyond measure. You've got to know that you have something wonderful to give to this earth. You've got to know that you matter and you have an opinion that is worthy of being heard. You've got to understand who you are, and you've got to talk to yourself. You've got to say things to yourself that you want to hear. Maybe you want to hear them from others, but the first place you need to hear it from is from your own mouth. Excuse me this morning. Excuse me. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 2 tells us, "From the fruit of a man's mouth, he enjoys good." If you're not enjoying good in your life, then check your speechometer. Take a look at what you're saying. I wish you could put on a tape recorder for the whole day and just kind of record your conversation, either with yourself or with others, about others, around others. Record your conversation. I'm going to pray for you today that you will get an internal tape recorder and at the end of the day, play back to you the things that you've been saying all day, and you will be amazed at the words that you have been speaking. I want you to ask God to set a guard at the door of your mouth so that he would check you when you start to say negative things concerning yourself. If you talk bad about yourself, I know you're going to talk bad about your neighbor. So God wants you to begin to get into the habit of speaking good and not evil, because whatever things that you are saying, you are going to reap the fruit thereof. It's just like any other farming capability. When you put a seed in the ground, there is a harvest going to come up. Glory to God. And this morning you are empowered by the Spirit of God to speak life over yourself, to speak good over yourself, to speak positive over yourself, and to see the fruit of that particular action. Amen to that. I remember when I was a child, we used to have this little ditty that said, "Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can never hurt me." And it was whenever we would say that so-and-so said this about me, or they called me a particular name, my mother would say, "Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can never hurt me." And for the moment, that would soothe whatever you were going through. If you thought about it for a while, it's like, well, they did really hit me with a stick or a stone, so there's no visible pain. But truthfully, those words wounded your spirit. And since we didn't understand the spirit man at that time or at that age, and we weren't taught about the spirit man, we just said, okay, suck it up and be strong. But God don't want you to just suck it up and be strong. He wants you to go on the counterattack. He wants you to speak, use the words that he has given you in order to create a positive come. You, my friend, are made in the likeness and in the image of God. And God is the ultimate creator. When we go back to the book of Genesis chapter 1 and we discover how the worlds were framed, the worlds were framed out of the mouth of God. When you begin to read the scripture, it says, and God said, let there be. And what happened? Whatever he said to be came into being. You likewise have the very same creative ability in your mouth. It is time for you to stand up and to speak life. You have the power. You don't have to wait on anybody. You don't have to get a college education. You don't have to get permission from somebody. You have the power right now today to change your life by the words that you speak. By your words, you be justified, Jesus said, and by your words, you will be condemned. It's up to you. Nobody can take from you the life that you deserve or the life that you desire if you would take the initiative to begin to open your mouth and speak positively. Negative self-talk is the cause that fosters low self-esteem. It is time for you to regain control of your tongue. Amen to that. Regain control of your tongue. I want you to just even today listen to the conversations that you enter into. Listen to the words that you are saying to yourself, to other people, about other people. This is the day for you to take inventory of that which you are speaking. Now, if you are in a financial bind or financial dilemma today, I want you to take inventory of what you're saying about your money. What is it that you are saying? Are you saying, man, I'm always broke. I can never get ahead. Every time I turn around, there's something else coming up. There's never enough money to go around. I have too much month at the end of my money. What do you think you're doing? You are sowing seeds that are going to continue to produce a harvest. What about your health? What are you saying concerning your health? The Word of God lets us know that he wants us to be healthy. The Apostle John proved that when he spoke to the church and said, I would that you would prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. And this is a man of God who had the heart of God, who leaned on Jesus' breast at the Last Supper. This is a man of God who speaks to us of the love of God and teaches us that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. So we know that he is totally connected with God, and the words that he's speaking came from God. So if he's saying God wants you to be in health, then God wants you to be healthy. Likewise, the scripture lets us know that with the stripes that Jesus bore at Calvary, we are already healed. God has provided for our health and for our continuous healing. But if you're going around saying to yourself, oh, I feel terrible. Oh, I'm so sick. Oh, I just don't seem to be getting any better. Oh, I'm feeling worse every day. You are sowing seeds of death. Your mouth has the power to create life, but your mouth has the power to create death. You have to make a choice today. You have to be conscious of the things that you are saying, because if you're not satisfied with the life that you are now living, it is because you have created this life with your own words. You may even have taken up conversation from someone who was older than you, someone who was teaching or training you, someone that you're in the company of on a regular basis. You know, my mother also used to say, birds of a feather flock together. Lord, have mercy. That's a word right there. Birds of a feather flock together. If you are broke, are you hanging around a whole lot of broke people? If you're broke, are you hanging around a lot of broke people? If you're sick, are you constantly surrounding yourself with sick people? If you're feeling sad and bad about yourself, have you gathered yourself with a group of people who are always negative talking? You have the power today to change your very life. Apart from the part about saving your soul, that's in the hands of God, and even in that you have the power. Because the scripture says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, yes, indeed, there you have it again. If you confess it with your mouth and believe it in your heart, you shall be saved. So even that part about being saved, set aside for the kingdom of God, is in your mouth today. And it's up to you whether or not you're going to take this opportunity to change your life, to confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. I want to just say one thing before we close up today, and I'm going to spend some time praying for you today. But low self-esteem is a matter of the heart. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So if you've been speaking negatively, if you've been talking down to yourself, if you've been muttering, somebody might even say, I want to talk to you people who are weight conscious today. Don't keep saying how fat you are. And I'm saying this because I was guilty of this I'm so fat thing. And you know what happens when you keep talking about how fat you are? You just keep getting fatter. So change your conversation so that your health can be restored. Change your conversation. Be conscious about it. I can't emphasize this enough, that there is so much power in your words that all it took for God to create the heavens and the earth was to open up his mouth. My goodness, when I think about the power that is in your mouth right now, it causes me to tremble. It causes me to shake because we are not using our words wisely. We are crushing our destiny. We are trampling all over our prosperity. We are incurring sickness and disease in our body simply because we won't speak right. We won't use our power to speak the life that God designed us to live. Oh, dear hearts, I want you to understand, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks today. So if your heart is feeling heavy, if your heart is feeling negative, if your heart is feeling down or downtrodden, if you're brokenhearted this morning, understand that God wants to heal that heart and fill it with good things. So out of the abundance of your heart, good things can begin to flow out of your mouth because your heart is filled with goodness. I want you to know this morning that God loves you and he loves you unconditionally. He has called you by his own name. He has declared that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. He has declared that he has plans for your life, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you a hope and a future. He's watching for you, but you have got to get in line with the will of God by causing your mouth to speak what God is speaking. You've got to be conscious in your speech to say the word that God has said concerning you, whatever revelation God has spoken to you concerning you and your life and your destiny. You've got to begin to say, I don't care what it looks like on the outside. For the people of God, we do not walk by sight. But we walk by faith, and the way to walk by faith is to talk by faith. We cannot struggle because of what we are seeing in the natural. If God said it, then it is so, and it is time for us to rise up and begin to declare the decree of God. I believe it is in the book of Job where Job says, you said you shall decree a thing. One of his friends talking to him, if you living up right before God, you shall decree a thing and it shall be established. To decree is to really make an authoritative statement, and then to declare it is to begin to proclaim it into the atmosphere. And so today I want you to proclaim the goodness of God over your life. Speak it into the atmosphere. God is for you, and he is more than the whole world against you. There is no shadow of turning. God is faithful to you. He is faithful to you, and he's got your back today. So So begin to declare this word into the atmosphere over your life. I normally don't give out an assignment with these lessons, but today I'm going to give you an assignment. I want you to go to your mirror this week, every day of the week. I want you to stand in front of that mirror, and I want you to declare that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. I want you to declare that you have been created with purpose. I want you to declare that you are powerful beyond measure. I want you to declare that your life matters and you have a lot to offer this world. I want you to declare the life that God has ordained for you. I want you to declare the promises of God. While you are looking at yourself in the mirror, I want you to say to yourself, God is for you and he is more than the world against you. I want you to declare that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. No weapon formed against your family shall prosper. No weapon formed against your finances shall prosper. God has given you the power to create life, and this is your assignment this week. Every single day that you are have the ability to rise up, if he opens your eyes in the morning, you get up and face yourself in the mirror and speak life over your whole being. Speak life over your business if you have a business. Speak life over your school if you are in school. Just speak life concerning you. And then once you have done that, once you have filled yourself up with the life of God, you will be definitely able to minister life to those around you. We love you this morning, dear people of God. We love you so much. We want to see you taking the nation by storm. We want to see you impacting your neighborhood for the kingdom of God. But the thing you have to do first is you have to empower yourself by speaking life, speaking power over your life, speaking positively concerning you, speaking even concerning your role in the community. Speak it into existence. Whatever it is you want to see, begin to talk it up. Begin to talk it out. Begin to convince yourself in the mirror that it is so. And then you shall see the fruit of your words. Father God, I just thank you this morning for these people who are going to hear this broadcast today. I thank you, God, that you have empowered us to speak life, that you have given us every tool that we need to create prosperity, health, wisdom, everything that we need to create a positive life and a wonderful existence in the earth. You have given us it unto us in the power of our tongue. Now, God, I pray for revelation knowledge to come on the people who hear this broadcast today. Let the revelatory knowledge of God come into the hearts of these people, and let each of us take seriously this assignment and begin to speak life. We have the power. Life and death are in the power of our tongue, and we shall eat the fruit thereof. Thank you today, God, that we don't have to struggle anymore. We don't have to worry whether or not we finish school or even have a college education. We have everything we need in you and in the power of our tongue. Let us today begin to use our words wisely and see the fruit thereof. This I pray in the wonderful name of Jesus. I want to thank you so much for joining in this morning with Ways of Glory, sticking it out here with me, with Apostle EJ, your marketplace apostle. And I want to say to you that God has given you not only the ability to speak life, but also to create through the divine talents and gifts that he has placed in your life. I want you to know there's a business in your bosom. Maybe you're somebody who has a job that is not paying you sufficiently, or maybe you may be a person who doesn't even have a job and would like to have a job. I want you to know that there is money inside your potential, that God has given you everything that you have, likewise in your personality, in your personal being, to prosper. There is a business in your bosom. in the things that you love to do and the things that you are capable of doing. I want you to contact me if you need help in discerning what your gifts and talents are and how to turn your hobby into a business so that you can profit and begin to give into the kingdom of God, to the work of the ministry. So don't be discouraged this morning. You need to encourage yourself in the Lord, just like David did when he went from Ziklag to go after those who had stolen his wives, all of his goods, as well as burned down their community. God wants you to know that he is with you, and his word to you today is pursue. You shall recover all. Lord, have mercy. Sticks and stones may break your bones, but words will create life. God bless you today, and I want you to remember that you are not here to be average, but you are here to be awesome. Have a great week.